You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have a wonderful show in store for you today. This show is, again, focused on our unstoppable women out there, and I'm going to be having a conversation with two phenomenal ladies as we talk about being unstoppable as we pursue our passion and turn that into purpose and profit, as well as being fierce and fearless in the process. So stay tuned, and I will tell you a little bit more about our phenomenal guests in just a few moments. But first of all, I want to say, if you have not taken any time out for yourself today, this is a great time to do that. You might want to find a place to sit for a few minutes, get something to write with, have your favorite beverage, maybe light a candle, incense, whatever it is to get you in the mood to just chill and take a few minutes for yourself in this beautiful, wonderful day that we're having. That would be great. And if you can't do that but you still want to listen, that's fine too. Just crank it up so you can hear all the wisdom that's going to be bestowed and shared with us today as we have this phenomenal conversation. Now, I also want to thank our sponsors of the podcast. The first sponsor I want to thank is Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. They're focused on helping you to elevate your life in the areas of wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. If you have issues with regards to your well-being, yeah, definitely want to check them out. A lot of good goodies there. If you have mindset challenges or you need to break through some things or you're just not sure what's holding you back, then you definitely want to check them out. And if you're ready to elevate your wealth, whatever that means to you, then you definitely want to check them out. They have a really good goodie called the Millionaire Blueprint that is taking people by the storm with regards to opening up their vision and the flow of wealth into their life. So you might want to check out Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. The next sponsor is All Day Cable Incorporated. And All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They are going on their 31st year of business and has survived every economy we've had since the 1990. They specialize in voice, data, fiber optic cabling installation, as well as wireless access points, complete network distribution setup, audio, video, whatever you need to help you telecommute with your customers, they definitely can help you out. Their focus is on small, medium, and large corporations. So if you have a need, they can definitely fix your problem. And their motto is they make the right connections the first time so that you don't lose any money or any customers in the process. So if you have a need for telecom installation, then you definitely want to check out All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. So now that I've covered all bases and we got everything going, the precursors, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. The first guest is named Jenny McKinney, and she's the energy behind So Much Genergy. Now, Jenny helps joy seekers cultivate happiness using easy, fun, and humorous tools to create joy and keep a deep sense of fulfillment. She loves sharing her passion of laughing with the world as well as holding space for growth and authenticity so that you can still be you. Now, she's worked with carriers of trauma, people pleasers, limiting believers, self-believers, so to speak, and those with emotional baggage and phobia. And she incorporates her humor, laughing, meditation, and she has an international best-selling book called You Can Overcome Anything, Volume 2. So that's our first phenomenal, unstoppable lady. And then the next lady that I want to share with you is Adriana Morrison. Adriana Morrison is a 19-year veteran of the fitness industry, online fitness and nutrition coach who specifically works with women over 40. Advisory member to Strong Fitness Magazine, published writer, freelance health and wellness columnist, a women's empowerment speaker, and she's here to help women create their own comeback story, and that is specifically for women 40 and over. Now, she teaches women how to activate age regression through redesigning a healthier body, reviving the ultimate approach to self-care, and declaring renewed purpose in life. Adriana shares her journey overcoming personal life setbacks to create the opportunity to grow to new heights. I love that. She has experienced unhealthy weight gain and healthy weight loss, divorce, the journey of a special needs mom, job loss, accident, injury, and she's eager to teach the steps to help other women grow past their barriers to reach their greatest potential. So there we have it. We have two fierce, fearless, and unstoppable women with us today, and we're going to open up dialogue and just have a nice conversation. So I hope you out there that are listening is ready. I hope you all are ready. So I want to start with you, Jenny. Jenny McKinney. Yes. I love that. This kind of rhymes, you know. I got to say your first and last name because it just seems so incomplete if I just say Jenny or Mrs. Mrs. McKinney sounds. I'm digressing. But
that's okay.
I love it.
I live in it and I love it. So it's perfect.
Okay, good. Because now you're going to own it.
Yeah.
After I'm done with you, you're going to own it. So, Jenny, tell us about the energy behind so much Jenergy.
Sure. So I have been laughing since I've literally come out of the womb and just sharing that laughter. So I felt like my entire life has been sharing laughter, where if I could take your life for 5 minutes and tell you a joke or a funny story and to take that pain away for those few minutes, I felt like that was my gift growing up. And so then I turned into a people pleaser. So I'm a recovering people pleaser. Welcome back. And
Thank you for recovering.
Yes. Thank you. And so then after that, just sharing that laughter and becoming the recovering people pleaser and going through my own journey of, you know, really breaking up with the other ways that I had been before and working for different people who were, well, since I was a people pleaser, my cycle was trying to find victims, you know, and trying to, because now I have to save them. I was a people pleaser. I'm a rescuer, right?
Right.
And so finding all of those victims and, oh, let me fix it. I can fix it for you. And really transforming that and taking that energy and spinning it around to where now instead of fixing it for everybody, I help facilitate their own fix and put their own energy back into their own life.
I like it. I mean, I can see the need for this. So many women, whether they want to admit it or not, are people pleasers. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, women tend to be people pleasers, you know, and they tend to put themselves last in the process.
Right.
So they're so busy pleasing others, the husband or the spouse, so to speak, the kids, the mom, the dad, the in-law, you know, everybody else. And you know, their boss or, you know, whoever, customer,
right,
whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't realize that, you know, you can say no. You don't have to always be that one that, is a people pleaser. You can actually learn how to change that behavior so that you're not slowly putting salt in your wound, but
right.
allowing others to be elevated by your presence. So I love, yes. love what you have. Now, I want to ask Miss Adriana Morrison, the 19-year
yes.
veteran of the fitness industry, girl.
Yes.
Okay. Girl, let me tell you. No. So I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for the work that you do, specifically focusing on women 40-plus. That's huge because that, I think, is the age when women really start to realize that, you know, I think they really start to realize that they've grown into their full woman body and that the young body that they had is transforming into the full woman body or has transformed into the full woman body. So what you did when you were 30 or 20 kind of doesn't work as much or as well as you as did when you're 40 and up. So am I right? I mean, I know I'm right.
Yes.
I'm way over
you're,
40.
Yes.
So, you know, but thank you for doing that. Now, I want to ask you with regards to, because, you know, I shared that you had this journey of, you know, unhealthy weight gain. And what I want to ask you is, how did you turn, so to speak, on a dime from, you know, that unhealthy weight gain and probably that unhealthy weight lifestyle that led to that unhealthy weight gain? How do you turn on a dime and step into being this, you know, fitness veteran that is killing it in the fitness industry?
Well, that's I appreciate you asking that. I'm 47 and I wasn't an athlete growing up. I did not play organized sports. I was not active. So when I attended college, I literally ate and drank my way through it to the point that when I hit graduate school and then I received my master's degree, I was over 200. I was about 205, 206 pounds when I had crossed the stage. And I stayed in the 200s for most of my 20s. And then it was just that one day in the summer of 2001. And I don't know why that particular day, but like every other day, I would just, you know, in the morning, I would take a shower. And so I was getting ready. I took a glance at my side profile. And instead of getting depressed like I normally did, I got angry because I think in that moment, I realized I did this. Like mm-hmm. it was me. I put me in that position. No one forced me to eat terribly or you know, to make poor food choices and drink my mm-hmm. calories and all of that. So it was, it was a crossroads for me. And I think that I could no longer excuse or deny just what had been happening. And so
right.
I was fed up. I remember going to the nearest gym and walking in and talking to a trainer. And unbeknownst to me, it happened to have been one of the top 10 gyms in the country at the time. This was in Florida. And so that meant that everyone was an athlete or everyone wanted to be an athlete. And there was that level of intimidation. But I remember thinking, I've got to do something. I don't know what I can do. And so I remembered my trainer. He was very polite. He was very positive. He gave me a step-by-step plan. And then as I was making my way through the gym and just getting my feet wet, I remember thinking, God, I feel so out of place. I remember my first step class I ever took. I sat over steps. I mean, it was like I could see like 70 synchronized crickets, and then here I was stumbling against the wall going, how do I do this? But then I remember I was so determined. I had had enough of where I took myself that I could no longer be okay with the decisions that I made. So I did
right.
the work, and it was that big turning point for me.
I love it. I love that. I love how you share the story and kind of give us a, you know, background with the synopsis of, I think anybody that has gone to college can relate to the drinking and eating, and I say it, and that,
oh, yeah.
that you know, drinking first, eating later, right? We all can relate to that. I mean, I did a lot of partying, but then I also was very diligent. You know, I went to college when I was 16, so I was a little young. I was quite young, but and had, you know, some nice learned lessons. But I think totally that probably wasn't a time that I wasn't utilizing the best skills with regards to eating and putting good stuff into my body like I should have been. So I think any woman out there or anybody that's gone to college or anybody, a woman, you don't necessarily have to go to college. You just could have went to your 20s, you know. right?
True.
I mean, it's just what happens to us as we step into our own once we leave life from the nest, so to speak. I want to go back to you, Jenny. So, you know, with regards to everything that's been happening and, you know, we have a lot of things happening on the forefront for women. And I'm particularly highly invested in women and elevating women on their path and helping them to step into their greatness. And a lot of times in doing that, sometimes there's a little, we become self-defeating, so to speak. And with everything that's been happening, that kind of adds like, you know, instead of $1 for whipped cream, it kind of adds like $17 for whipped cream, and you kind of get lost in the whipped cream, so to speak. And you forget about laughing, and you forget about joy. What can you share with the listeners out there that are listening that could probably relate to just our, you know, three girlfriend conversation we're having? I take it we're all over 40, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we are.
I think I'm probably the oldest. Sounds like I'm probably the oldest.
It's the numbers.
because my kids have passed me up in age. I'm holding steady at 29, and my kids have passed me up. And I'm like, how did you get older than your mama? But, you know, hey,
right.
Age is just a number. But I want to ask you to share something with those people out there that are listening that may need to find or rediscover the joy and laughter in their life that will help them to step in to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that just like you had mentioned, it right now is a stressful time and it might be hard to find laughter in anything that is going on. And I would literally just say to do it, just literally, because what it does is it creates that sense of connection. It's actually beneficial for your health. You know, it releases those feel-good hormones. If you are literally just laughing for the sake of laughing, that's why I offer a free laughing meditation. It's literally just laughing. I'm literally just laughing online. And you can join me and laugh. And what I would say is, let's say you're at lunch with your friend and something happens and she's very stressed out or he's stressed out. And you can, you know, share a silly joke. You can share a funny story. You know, something to just break that monotony and literally get that connection, feel that energy between you and whoever's laughing. And this is where, you know, a class comes in and where if you have a very good instructor, they'll create that connection at the beginning of the class. And so if you can just bring that to your conversations or, and this is super easy for kids. You know, kids don't have to have a reason to be laughing. They're literally just laughing all the time. And they run.
Right.
My gosh. They just are running everywhere.
Yes.
And so I have found this has allowed me to have a connection with our neighbors, with people at the grocery store. Anywhere that I go and I laugh and they laugh, they will always remember me every time I come in there. And they'll just start laughing when I walk in. And so,
well,
you know what's funny,
Jenny, is listening to you talk. I can tell you have a big smile on your face, and you're about ready to bust out laughing any moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just hear, you know, it's just like, I can see your face, and I'm like, she's got this big smile on her face, and she's just going to bust up laughing any moment, which is what you're doing, which is great, because I think we need to hear that. And it's so funny that you do the laughing meditation.
I'm going to just, listeners, if you have not ever heard of it, then you need to Google it, of course.
Yeah.
Find Jenny's site and go get her. But it is the most funniest thing. It's like, it sounds so weird, but I guarantee you, if you do it and you go through it, you will come out on the other side having what I know you all can pick up, Jenny's voice, that feeling of enthusiasm and that smile on your face. And I get that from Jen just listening to her talk. So check it out. Check it out. Yeah, Jenny, thank you for sharing that, because I think we need to bestow or restore a lot more joy in the the vibrations of, you know, not only the U.S., but the world. So thank you for sharing that. I'm going to get back to you in a minute, because I want to ask you more, or have you share more about the whole laughing meditation thing. I think that's so cool. Now, Adriana. Miss Adriana, with regards to teaching women how to redesign a healthier body, I'm totally in. I've been a fitness person. I've been going to the gym probably 4 to 5 times. I'm going to say 3 to 5 times a week for probably 30 years. And it's almost like I cannot not do it. I was a track and field athlete from the age of 10 all the way through college. But that's not why I went to the gym. It's my place. It's my Zen place, believe it or not. I get in there with the with the weights and, you know, the guys, and I tone out, put my tunes on or meditation or whatever, and I'm in a whole complete zone. But it's my place for creativity. It's my place to release those endorphins that make me feel good. It's my place to release stress, anger, tension, anything in my body, and it is reflective in, you know, how I look and feel and how I think about life. I want you to share with the women out there, the listeners out there, with regards to activating age regression. Can you share a little bit more about exactly what that is and how a person can step into that?
Yes. So age regression, I love that phrase, because it's literally turning back the hands of time. But it starts with a healthy mindset. And I think that for far too long, society has had this label on the youth, and then also on what happens as we get older, to where it's suddenly getting older became more of a negative thing. And you had terms like over the hill, that youth is king, and all of that, and to where, you know, you
old
have
maid.
People that have, yes,
people
old
maid,
all of that. and exactly. And it's unfortunate, because we don't come into our own until we get older. We're still, you know, even as we hit, technically speaking, adulthood, there is a stage in life that's called emerging adulthood. And that's when we are between ages, we're in our early 20s. And it was a stage that was identified probably about 20, 25 years ago, where the body's still undergoing changes and we've not hit our cognitive prime. So we're still learning and growing. And as we hit 40, yes, in fact, that's the monumental age where some changes happen in the body, particularly for women, you know, in terms of how the body will change. We decrease our muscle mass. We lose about 6% muscle mass for every decade after age, once we turn age 40. And, you know, we have some other things that we need to keep in mind in terms of our hormonal health. And obviously in our 40s, many of us will start to enter in the perimenopause, the menopausal stage, and then our risk of heart disease will tend to change as our body changes. And so I think that as we are still able to have a vibrant foot forward, we just have to re-strategize. And I think that, you know, I'm 47. I'm not ashamed of my age. I often say, don't let age be your cage. And I think that it's a profound opportunity to show society what it means to redefine our age, what it means to to continue to live and have a fruitful life and to prioritize our self-care. I know that that's a common phrase that's been thrown around since 2020 was how it was. And so,
right.
But there is substantial meaning behind that. The average life expectancy for women in the United States is 81.1 years. So for someone who's hitting their 40s, you know, we still have so many years left ahead of us. And so
right.
Then it begins with a healthy mindset, beginning deciding to take charge, deciding to deny what society had bestowed upon us, the labels, the not receiving those labels, and to prove to ourselves, you know, that the best is yet to come. So making the decision and the determination to uphold our health, which means that it then allows for positive mindset to step in, to give ourselves the opportunity to look in the mirror and say, hey, you know what? I'm better today than who I was yesterday for the
right.
following reason. And being able to highlight what we bring to the table to our own selves and redefine our purpose. I'm sure I could guess that this was the same for you ladies, but I know that I'm much more confident in my 40s than I was when I was younger. When I was in 18,
yeah.
I was an idiot when I was 18.
Well, I'm sorry, Akiana. When I was 18, I was not an idiot. I'm kidding. When I was 18, I was getting married, and I was a junior in college. And yeah, but you're absolutely right. You know, here it is. I mean, I'm totally proud of my age because I do not look my age. I'm getting ready to, I think in 3 weeks, I'm going to be turning 56. So, but I'm totally proud of my age. I will rock it like I'm 25 all day long, and 25-year-olds, you know, have a hard time hanging with me. It's because, for one, I think even though I was super successful and driven and all of that when I was young, I really did lack confidence. I mean, I faked it till I made it, for sure. But, you know, when I look back, I was faking it, and today, I want to say probably when I turned 37, I stopped faking it and knew that I could own it. I was just that bad chick that I thought I was, or I was faking like I was going to be. But definitely as I, you know, got into my fourth decade, it became more clear that, I have confidence. I'm more confident. I am super confident. And in my fifth decade, it's like, oh, please bring it. There's nothing that you can't bring to me that's going to, for one, stop me accomplishing what I want to do. And two, that's going to shake my confidence because I know what I can do and I know what I can't do. And when I can't do it, then I turn that over to those who can, right? And so thank you for sharing that, because I think we as women need to understand that each decade brings us gifts and brings us different types of wisdom. And sometimes we don't know what that is or we can't put it together. But as you continue down your journey, everything kind of stimulates into a purpose. Like, you know, you looked at yourself in the mirror and you have been doing that for years, and then all of a sudden you looked at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm so angry with myself. Look at me, you know. But, you know, it was something that particular day when you got out the shower that was a catalyst that you probably weren't ready for if it had happened the day before. And like with Jenny, you know, her laughter and her humor, she's been doing that all her life. She didn't start her career out as this wonderful gal that shares the positiveness of bringing energy into her life. That was something that evolved. And so mm-hmm. I think my message with everybody out there listening is, no matter where you are, women, whether you're 18 or whether you're 78, if there's something that you want to do, there's something that out there that you want to achieve, that you want to accomplish, it's never too late. That's what this whole conversation is about. It's never too late. You can bring joy into your life. You can change your health and well-being. It's never too late. You just have to start doing it. And you cannot let fear stop you, because then you become stoppable, and we're all about being unstoppable. So thank you, Adriana, and I love saying it because I'm rolling my tongue. Are you still in Florida?
No, I'm in Colorado. So okay. I've been in Colorado for about almost 7 years now.
Okay, I'm rolling my tongue to, to exercise my Latin tongue so that I can speak in my Spanish very good.
Yes.
But,
yes, that's right.
I'm going to want to start speaking Spanish, and then I'm like, oh, no. Okay, now you're in Colorado, so never mind. I shouldn't say it like that, but, it's like, oh, but I'm still going to call you Adriana because I love just rolling my tongue. I don't know. Go, girl.
That works Lady for crazy. Me. That works for me.
Just crazy. I'm just crazy. That's just how I roll. So now I want to go back to you, Denny, and I want you to share a little bit more about the laughing meditation, and then I want to ask you one other question. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell us. Tell us about the laughing meditation.
Okay. And so what I wanted to add is just that you can be laughing, and even hearing laughter can still raise your vibration or raise, you can still get the benefits from that, because your unconscious mind doesn't know if it's you laughing or somebody else. And so when you're hearing that, it can still have the same effect. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit that even if you just pop on and hear somebody laughing, or you can, hear, well, I'm sure everybody can hear me laughing because I'm loud. And believe
but
me,
it's contagious.
Not everyone shares in that.
It is.
So, yeah. So it is cute when I'll be, at the grocery store and just cracking up. And, some people will start laughing with me just because I'm laughing. And others, they are not in the laugh group with us, which is okay. So.
Well, you know what? Your face, you have the cutest little face. I mean, I shouldn't say little because I don't know how tall you are, but you have the cutest face, and you've got this little smile on your face that for one says, I'm a little sassy.
Yeah.
But I'm a happy little sassy gal. And I love it. I mean, it's just like, and then as Adriana was saying, we can hear it in your voice, just by hearing you talk. It's like, I may have been sitting back and relaxed in that chair like I was telling people. I'm all up, I'm energized, I feel vibrant, and it's very contagious. So don't ever stop being I'm going to call you the queen of laughter. Don't ever stop being the queen of laughter, because I think that it's beautiful what you share. Now, I want to ask you, what was the second question with regards to laughing meditation? Oh, my goodness. I think I asked it, and then I've kind of I know. So you've written this phenomenal book called You Can Overcome Anything. And since we are, talking about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, can you share with the listeners out there one tidbit from the book that will help someone that's listening that might be on that crossroads of should I do it, should I didn't, should I move forward, should I, I'm apprehensive. Can you share something from the book that will help them overcome anything or whatever it is that might be preventing them from moving forward?
So here's the Cliff Note version. My body has a tumor disease, which is called neurofibromatosis, and it's tumors that are all over, and I don't know that they're there until they hurt. And I had to have a serious surgery on my spine, and the pain was so bad, and I was ready to get rid of that pain, so I wanted the surgery no matter if I was going to be paralyzed or not. And so I accepted the surgery, and not only that, I stayed positive that I knew the surgery would work and that I would walk after that, because he gave me a 50% chance he'd paralyze me. And I opted for the 50% he wouldn't, and I told him don't get drunk on Monday night, because surgery is Tuesday. And so I would say just trust yourself and know that the decision that you're making is the right one. You just have to take that first step, literally. You just have to take action. Don't be judgy on your perception of what it's supposed to look like or the expectation of what the end is supposed to be. I would say just take that first step, trust yourself, and just stay in that like higher vibration, that positive mindset, and it'll work out.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Now,
the beautiful Adriana, you know I wasn't going to let you go, girl. I'm looking at your beautiful picture. You're vibrant, just absolutely model beautiful. What can I say? Both of you ladies, I could have you featured in a magazine, you know, if I had that kind of clout, right? Or if I had a magazine, because you both are very beautiful women. And so, Adriana, with your beauty and your wisdom, what would you share with the ladies out there? Because you've done some stuff, like you've got a special needs child, you know, job loss, accident, injury, divorce. You know, you've been through some things, girl, that a lot of women out there that are listening to can relate to. And then some of the stuff that you've been through probably has stopped some of these women from moving forward with being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. So if you could share words of wisdom with someone that might be facing any of the things that you've gone through to help them move past that barrier that's keeping them stuck and playing small and not letting them play in the field and in the playground that they should be playing in. What would you share with those women?
I think that I'll tell you, and I know that we've all gone through our challenges and trenches in different chapters. And I think for me, I felt like the last decade really just put me to the test in so many ways. And I actually have, out of my four kids, three of them are on the autism spectrum. So one is moderate, two exhibit mild, they're on the milder side of the spectrum. And I think that the underlying question that I found myself asking is, you know, am I going to sit and just receive the situation as is, or is there anything that I can do to move the needle? And I think that with every setback that I've had, my kids have come from my first marriage, and I remember thinking and feeling broken, thinking, now what? Now what do I do? You know, is where I am okay? And if it's not, have I done all that I can? Is there anything in me that can get up and say, no, this is not how I'm going to end this chapter. I'm going to have a say. I'm going to have an action as to how things are going to move. And it started with that decision. And I'll tell you, I was scared. There were so many times when I was just shaking in my shoes thinking, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I remember when I lost my job, and I thought, I'm not quite sure how this is going to turn out, but I've got to have some sort of fighting spirit. And as scared as I am, I've got to do something, because just sitting there and being a deer stuck in headlights wasn't going to magically make my situation disappear. So it started with taking action. And I've got to piggyback off of what Jenny said, pushing that fear aside and making that choice and just taking the chance to go with what fits the situation, what will that chance that you take, knowing that there's no guarantee, knowing that, you know, if I take this action, this is how it's going to precisely end up, because we truly don't know. And so it's trusting the process, the path, as scared as we may be, it's literally, I'm going to decide, shaking and all, I'm going to take this step and let the chips fall where they may, but I'm going to give it what I've got.
I love it. Love it. Give it what you got. You know, so many times we come to a crossroads, and I know I've been there, you know, many times myself, but you come to a crossroad and you start thinking about all the stuff that could happen. Well, you know, if I take on this big contract, what if I don't have enough people to handle the job? Or, you know, if I take on these new clients, what if they don't like what I have to offer? Or if I quit my job to start my own business or step into doing what I want to do, you know, what if I don't make any money? How am I going to pay the bills? You know, we can conjure up a bunch of things. You know, if I start going to the gym, oh, my muscles are going to hurt. You know, what am I going to do to get through that? Or, you know, how am I going to overcome when I like to eat 4 burgers from McDonald's? You know, how am I going to get, that's a habit I've had for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do? How am I going to replace that? Or Starbucks or whatever it is that, you know, I mean, some of the stuff is so trivial, but to the people that are going through it, it's huge for them. And so just having that wherewithal, like you said, to just take that step forward, even if you have to take, you know, how they, I don't know if you guys know, remember this game called Mother May I? Did you guys ever play that when you were kids?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you remember, Mother May I take, yes, you may take, Mother May I, yes, you may take 5 giant steps or 5 baby steps or, you know, step 5 steps backwards or whatever, right? It's just giving yourself permission to move forward and not really care about what happens because, you know, God got your back. And if my thing is push come to shove, if you're quitting a job to start a business or live your passion or whatever it is, if it doesn't work out, guess what? You still got that talent to go back and get another job, right?
Right.
So I think, you know, or so thank you, ladies, for sharing. I could go on and on, as you can tell. But because I'm so passionate about it, because I see so many women stop because of an unknown fear, and when you ask them why, they can't even identify what it is. They won't say it's fear, but they can't identify what's stopping them. They come up with all these different excuses, like probably, you know, girl, why don't you go to the gym? You know you need to go to the gym. Oh, well, I ain't got time. I got to run the kids here. I got to do this. Okay, well, you mean you don't have 30 minutes to fit in? You're sitting on the phone you're talking to your girlfriends for an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right? Okay, you know, I'm keeping it real. And so, or the person that, you know, is like, well, they're just always, my grandmother used to say, oh, she just got old sourpuss face. She's never happy. You know, we all know women that have, no matter what, it could be a happy occasion, they always have that sourpuss look. Could be a sad occasion, it's always that sourpuss look. It's like, come on, girl. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror? If you looked at yourself in the mirror and see how you look, you would not want to look like that because you're a beautiful being and you have this beautiful essence. But because you got sourpuss on your face all the time, that's how your life is, right?
Exactly.
I know I'm crazy, but hey, you know, I'm keeping it real. I'm just saying, this is the stuff I've been through. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm going into my 5th and a half decade of life. And so I've always been that type of chick that if you want to know the truth and you want me to sugarcoat it, then I'm probably not the person you should be asking. You know, it's funny. There was a thing that was on Facebook the other day, and it was just like, you just put your name in, and it would give you, like, this title book. Now, I don't really be on Facebook like this, but so the title of my book is something about not accepting people's bullshit. And I was just like, oh. And so then I had people from high school, and I was like, oh, that's perfect, because I'm totally like that. If you got a BS story, I'm gonna call you on it. So this dude from high school, I've been out of high school for a minute, probably almost 4 decades, but this dude from high school was like, girl, he said, that's a perfect book for you, because in high school you would give people this look like, they would say something stupid, or you'd give them this look like, and I was like, oh, man. So, you know, it is what it is, but this conversation we're having, I think, is all about, you know, helping women out there, and men, too, to really step into their greatness and be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And fellas, if you're listening to this and you got a woman in your life, I'm sure you do, then you want to share the show. But you also can take the words of wisdom from us 3 fabulous ladies and put them in and put it into your life and see what happens. We'd love to hear about what happens with regards to you all utilizing these tools and tips that these phenomenal ladies have shared. Now, we're getting ready to close, but I want to ask you, Jenny, how can people connect with you and possibly get a copy of your book, You Can Overcome Anything, Volume 2?
Yeah, so you can find me on my website, somuchgenergy.com, and my book's on there. There's different videos on there, and I'll have some free resources, and I'll put a link to, well, my laughing meditation can be found on my YouTube channel, so it's So Much Energy.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And Miss Adriana. I'm going to be saying that all night tonight, girl. Adriana. People will be like, why are you saying that? That ain't my name. Oh, I just like to say that. That's a beautiful name. So if you hear this buzz, it's like, oh, dang, Rochelle Marie is wearing my name out. Stop it.
No, that's fine.
Anyway.
You said it just fine.
How can we find you, Miss Adriana? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you were, you know, an advisory member of Strong Fitness Magazine and published writer and just this health guru, and, you know, you just got a phenomenal, just phenomenal stuff going on. How can anybody out there listening that might want to connect with you and, you know, have you help them on their journey to reclaiming their health and well-being when it comes to fitness, how can they find you?
Yeah, so on Instagram, my Instagram handle is Adriana A. Morrison, and there's only one N in my name. Sometimes people like to give me an extra N, but just one.
I know.
And then,
I know the feeling.
Then my website is synergizedfitness.com, which is SynergizedFitness. And then on Facebook, you can look up Synergized Fitness and you can find me there. And those are probably the quickest ways. And then there's different links to different things that I make myself available for. And that's how.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. And of course, you guys out there listening, you can listen to these ladies or see them when you check in, sign up for the virtual summit of the Unstoppable Woman Summit happening on February 27th. These ladies are two of the speakers, and they will be sharing more words of wisdom with regards to their expertise to help all of us step into our greatness of being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, and turning our passion into a purpose and profit. So definitely check that out. All this information will be on the podcast page, but I highly, highly, highly invite you to check out the ladies at the sites that they have stated so that you can connect with them and get more information, particularly if what they said resonated with you and you know that that's a gal that you need to connect with, you know, so most definitely. Okay, I want to say thank you to the listeners because it's always a pleasure to have you. Please share this show with everyone you know, love, and care about, and even people you don't like. You know, by sharing the show with people you don't like, you know, who may, they may get some information that turn them into people you want to be around with and like. So share the show with everybody. And I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. Now, as you guys know, I'm the queen of feeling fabulous, and that's how I roll. And since I'm holding steady at 29, I'm wishing you all out there peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit. May you elevate, accelerate, and sustain your wellness, your wisdom, and your wealth. Until next time, take good care and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.